Proclamation number 7787, dated the January 3rd, 1961.
Explanation about different word reception.
I will truly not deny you my word if you want to be addressed by me. But you must always check and ask yourselves what you would like to know. I will answer your questions if they concern spiritual thoughts and if this answer will be beneficial for you. For I certainly want you to know the truth, but I will withhold my answer if the question is not based on pure motives. That happens if you want to use this answer to distinguish yourselves before your fellow human beings, or if you intend to use this answer in order to impel them into this or that action. For I recognize every intention within a human heart, and even if he subsequently communicates with me, he will not be prepared enough that I myself can answer him. Then no spiritual exchange will take place, but the person's intellect works out an answer for itself, which he will then pass on as a spiritual reception. Every person will be addressed by me if he fulfills the conditions, if he makes heartfelt contact with me and appeals to me for my word. And I will talk to him in accordance with his state of maturity. I will place the answer into his heart. I will direct his thoughts such that he will not live in error. But this assurance of mine is also being misused insofar as that people contact me for answers relating to earthly matters, insofar as they are incapable of differentiating between spiritual and earthly matters. I truly do not want to deny myself to my children, but neither will I divert from my conditions on which I base the working of my spirit. I want a profound desire for truth to be the cause of such questions which concern spiritual knowledge. Once you humans have reached the degree that my spirit can work in you, then you will also know that your Father directs earthly destinies as they will serve you best. You will entrust yourselves to me as your leader and know that I will arrange everything for your own good. Thus you will not expect personal instructions or assignments, nor ask your Father for them. For with earthly questions you always run the risk of providing your own answers as you would like them to be. Let me take care of you and completely leave your guidance to me. And only make sure that your soul will mature, that it will become a vessel for my spirit. Then hold private conversations with me and let me instruct you, i.e., initiate you into spiritual knowledge. For my kingdom will only ever be the spiritual world, and from this world you receive spiritual teachings which intend to raise your soul's maturity if you live your life on earth in accordance with these teachings. And the thoughts of anyone wanting to work for me will truly be correctly directed by me. He will need no advice from fellow human beings who may also advise him wrongly or pass wrong messages on to him. Unite yourselves with your Father of Eternity and pray to him for right guidance, and you will feel my will in your heart and comply with it. And test all things and keep what is good. No one should omit testing the spiritual information given to him, for everyone should know that during the last days my adversary will work wherever he can in order to cause mental confusion, but that he has no influence on those who form a heartfelt bond with me and have appealed for my guidance. And he also knows to disguise himself well and to appear as an angel of light, yet it can be recognized by all those who are looking for light and truth, for I will not let them walk in darkness. I myself will grant them light because they desire it. Amen.